Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuniberti. Well, I guess economics fireworks is an appropriate term for the last few months here in America. And what happens in America definitely does not stay in America, at least in the case of what we do economically. Operating under the belief that the U.S. has been taken advantage of for years, if not decades, as it pertains to imports and exports, Trump took office and immediately went about attempting to remedy the shortfalls by implementing tariffs on a variety of trade partners, goods, and services. Exports are products we sell to other countries, and imports are goods and services we buy from other countries. Tariffs are just a tax on things coming into a country from another country. One would think country A just sells to country B for whatever the price is and be done with it. If you don't like the price, don't buy it. It's not rocket science, but in the grand wisdom of the bureaucrats, and for a variety of debatable reasons, a government will put a tax on incoming imported goods, whether it be to garner more money for the government or make stuff overseas more expensive so people will buy things made locally. The tariff money all goes to the government and not to the people. Economically speaking, tax credits to local businesses instead of tariffs is the better way to go, in my opinion, and has been argued by me many times over. Tariffs just make things more expensive to all concerned. Then you get into the tit-for-tat tariff wars that are plaguing us now. Country A taxes Country B's products, and then Country B retaliates and taxes Country A's stuff. Ad nauseum, rinse and repeat. It can turn out to be a big game of chicken as to who blinks first, and the person with the biggest cojones usually wins those types of contests. Meanwhile, as the game escalates to its logical conclusion, the consumer, that's you and I, pay the price. And yes, we pay the price, literally. The goal, theoretically, is to level the playing field and bring more into balance the trade between the two countries. That's assuming there was an imbalance in the first place. Whether it has been because of decades of bad decisions or just the natural progression of trade between economically different countries, it has been argued the playing field has been notably unbalanced for the United States for many years, and that Trump is simply trying to level it to the benefit of American companies and the American consumer. We may never know the details of such arguments, and will only find out sometime later if the end result has the desired effect, which is to make life better and more affordable for the rest of us. For now, however, I am of the opinion this is just another in a long line of reasons inflation is not going to go away anytime soon. That, in turn, means interest rates will probably remain elevated and the markets will continue to be turbulent, directionless, and unpredictable. I'm watching the market so you don't have to, and that does it for today's Money Matters. Remember, this newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice or the recommendation to buy or sell any securities, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors way back in 1979. And California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti. Yes, absolutely.
I certainly was in the right.
Definitely, I guess it was cruising for bruising.